We have the American Rod Black on the line.
I don't insult this
the
man.
The American Rod Black.
Do not insult EJ.
He is the American Rod Black making his debut on Overdrive. Here is Ernie Johnson from TNT. How you doing, Ernie?
Man, if I were doing any better, I'd be jealous of myself. How about y'all?
Well, Rod's a legend up here. You know that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I know that. And believe me, I have so enjoyed having the chance to hang with Rod a little bit more than just saying, hey, in passing. And when you have a series like this, to, you know, after a game to kind of hang out, and then at the airports and before the game courtside, and it's an honor to be on the show. Thank you.
You know, Ernie, isn't a lot of people, one of the great things, the gifts that we have is that ability. And I think it's in any sport, maybe whether it's a hockey rink or a baseball diamond, before the game. I love those 2 or 3 hours before the game where we all can kind of hobnob and talk. And, you know, sometimes it's not even about the sport. Sometimes it's about just life. But isn't it kind of cool?
Exactly.
I thought last night was so cool, the way we all kind of were pontificating about what could happen, and none of us really knew.
No, we never do. And it's not just about basketball, too. It's about our travels through the years, and it's about the hotels we've stayed at, and it's everything. I don't think Fred Van Vliet's name came up a whole lot in our conversation before the game tomorrow, and it turned out he had this game for the ages. And that's the great thing about playoff basketball. You never know who's going to be the guy who steps up and becomes the story of the game. And I thought last night was one of the great possum games of all time by Kawhi Leonard, to get you thinking that he's a little limited. He's trying to facilitate, and I think he really was just trying to save up as much as he could for the fourth quarter of that game, and he came up huge. So I've been sitting around crunching numbers this afternoon, and you know what number playoff game this is for the Raptors in their history, correct? 100th. This will be the 100th playoff game in Toronto Raptors history, and it's the biggest game in the franchise history. And it's going to be so great to be in that building, and hopefully the weather holds and we can be outside in Jurassic Park for the pregame show, because it's such a wonderful setting. So great stuff. I mean, it's just going to be a wonderful night, and we'll see if they can get it done. I mean, this is, again, the biggest game in the history of the franchise.
Yeah, they keep rewriting the history book. I mean, it was the biggest play, the biggest moment in franchise history was Kawhi, Game 7 against Philly, and that shot. And, you know, last night there may not have been one specific moment. Certainly they can't match a series-winning shot at the buzzer like we saw a couple of weeks ago against Philly. But without question, I mean, going up 3-2, they're a game away from the NBA Finals. And, you know, Ernie, you've been tracking the NBA for a long time, well before the Raptors ever got on the map. And we live here, and this is our city, and it's the team we follow closely. And we were saying just prior to having you on, you know, it took a long time, but they finally made their mark. I mean, they haven't done it yet. They got to punch their ticket. They got to win tomorrow night or on Monday night.
Right.
But there was a long time where the Raptors were an outpost in the NBA and an afterthought, and quite frankly, it was self-inflicted. They didn't build a program that was worthy of attention, but they finally done it.
Yeah, I mean, it's right here for the taking, and it's you know, if you can beat the number one seed in the conference to get there, I mean, winning that game 5 in that gym in Milwaukee was really something. And I think, you know, looking at the way the series has gone so far, and looking at the problems that Toronto had in the first couple of games, and really just, you know, getting the contributions from other guys in the first 3 games. You know, I'm looking at that 78 bench points in the first 3 games for Toronto and 83 in the next 2 games. I mean, whether it's Ibaka showing up, whether it's, you know, Fred VanVleet as he did last night. It's, you know, that's what you got to have. I mean, you know, the stars are basically going to cancel each other out in a series. But it's, you know, who else is going to be there? And I think, you know, Toronto's defense has been tremendous. You know, in the first 2 rounds, just great. And the points off turnovers against Philadelphia, that was a huge factor. And now you've seen, in this series, you know, Charles and I were talking the other day, and I said, look, this is a battle of wills in this as the series started. I said, here's a team, you know, Milwaukee, that's scoring at will against whoever they play. And Toronto's been great holding people under 100 points. And he said, well, Toronto's not going to be able to hold this team under 100. And really, it's happened twice. That double overtime game wound up in the hundreds, but they held them to 96 in regulation, held them to 99 last night. And if you can do that against Milwaukee, you got a great chance. And I just think, Nick Nurse is to be commended for the job he's done, throughout this series. And so here you are, right on the doorstep, and we'll see what happens tomorrow night.
With Ernie Johnson from the NBA on TNT, as you prepare for the pregame tomorrow night, how much of that conversation do you anticipate will revolve around Giannis and the amount of pressure that is on him, considering he's likely going to win the MVP this year, and everything has gone so well for him all season, and he's taken a lot of heat. You know, in the fourth quarter, he went MIA last night. How much chat do you guys expect to have about Giannis leading into the game tomorrow night?
Well, once we get done talking about Drake, you know, we might have 30 seconds. No, right. No, I think that's been obviously one of the keys to the series. Look, you look at the three best players that Milwaukee had in the regular season. That's Middleton. I mean, that's, you know, the Freak and Middleton and Bledsoe, and all their numbers in this series are down from what they were in the first two rounds of the playoffs. And I think that Toronto has done a wonderful job at just clogging that paint. When you realize you're facing the guy who's got more points in the paint than anybody else in the league, a guy who wants to live there, a guy who's not that comfortable, you know, he will shoot the jumper, but that's not his strong suit. His strong suit is slashing to the hole and using his length and his athleticism to get to the rim. And boy, time and time again, you see him get into the paint and you see four Raptors on him. And, you know, I think, you know, part of being a superstar maybe is you force the issue a little bit and say, well, I gotta get this to go. And when he does dish it off and hit the guys on the wings, they have to make shots. And that's not been happening. And I think if you try to do too much on your own, then you limit a guy like Chris Middleton to just 9 shots. You know, Chris Middleton's got to get in the flow. You know, I think the Bledsoe-Lowry matchup at the point is something that, you know, if Milwaukee's going to stay alive, they got to win that matchup. And so, there are a million storylines out there, but everything revolves around Giannis, and I think that the job Toronto's done defensively on him is a reason that you're sitting here 3-2.
With Ernie Johnson, the host of the NBA on TNT, I'm sure with that panel, with Charles and with Kenny and Shaq, I mean, it's maybe the most famous sports panel in the world. There's been a lot of shocking moments you guys have witnessed and you guys have supplied, and you've seen firsthand. Where would Shaquille O'Neal singing "O Canada" rank for you?
That was one of the. It was kind of, you know, it was. In the commercial break before that actually happened, we were doing that same thing. So the crowd in Jurassic Park started singing "O Canada," and so we kind of joined in, and it was funny. We all had laughs, and then it was, okay, 30 seconds, okay, we're back on. And I had no idea that in the middle of Shaq's answer live in the next segment, they would burst into song again. So I'm sitting here saying, look, everybody watching this can hear this and probably can't hear Shaq's answer, because it's in that real low register and blah, blah, blah. And so we just said, well, let's do this again. So it was a wonderful moment. It was one of those things. It's so organic. It was just wonderful. And, you know, the four of us, you know, have probably, you know, you're not going to put us in a barbershop quartet. It's not pretty. But it was just a wonderful moment, and that's what makes the one on the road so much fun, things like that.
Well, I would expect it's going to happen tomorrow night if they win, and the weather holds up, and you're outside, it's going to get loud.
I want so badly for the weather to cooperate, because that is, you know, the great thing about this series in both places, the fans at both places, at the Deer District in Milwaukee and here at Jurassic, have been so entertaining, and it's, you know, what part of the cool thing for me, I always go out early because I want to go out there and meet some of these folks. And, well, you know, we take selfies and we sign stuff, and it's just fun, man. And so, yeah, let's hope that it's conducive to being outside tomorrow.
Well, enjoy it tomorrow night. We really appreciate you taking some time for us this afternoon, and we'll see you down there tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night.
Ernie, we'll see you. We'll see you with those great sneakers that you wear.
Oh, man. Hey, if it's free, it's for me, Rod. You know that. And so, yeah, I'll be sporting those 11s again tomorrow night, man.
All right. Thanks. We'll thanks a million, Ern.
Guys, thank you so much for having me on. It's really an honor. Thanks.
There's Ernie Johnson from the NBA on TNT.